Daf Tzadi Zayin. We got to the very top line. We're in the middle of a sugya here. We're discussing whether avadim are kikarkar kmetaltlin. So the very top line that Gemara asks: Mi amar Rav avde kmekarkari dam? Is it really true? Rav holds that avadim are like karka. V'hamar Rav Daniel bar Rav Ketina amar Rav hatokef ba'avdol shel chaveru. Person who grabs his friend's evet v'asa b'mlacha and uses him to do some lacha for him. Pater, he's pater from paying. Now, if you assume that Eved is really like a karka, am I pater? If I take his property, so karka never is stolen. Karka ain't an exelus. That means it's always the owner's property, no matter where it is. So if I use his land, if I violate his property and take advantage of it, I have to owe him money. So if I take his Eved, I should have to pay him money. So from the fact that I'm pater from paying by an Eved shows me that it's different than karka. It's not kimakarkari dami. And our answer is no. We're talking about a situation where the Eved was sitting there idle. He wasn't doing anything. If I took him while he was doing, while he was working, I steal him while the owner was losing out, so now I have to pay money. But here it's sitting doing nothing, so then I'm allowed to take him. I'm not allowed to. But if I do take the Eved, so then I would be put from paying because I didn't cause any hezek to the owner. Like the case that Rabbi Abba sent to Mary Bar Mar. And he asked the following question: We saw this at the beginning of the Masechta. A person who is squatting in someone else's backyard without asking permission. Do I have to pay rent or not? I'm using his property. So the Gemara answers, the response back was, you don't have to. You don't have to pay back money. So the Gemara says further, right, firstly, look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says three lines down, we're talking about a situation. Let's talk about a situation where guy wasn't using to rent. If I'm using my yard to rent and you're squatting there, so people think it's already occupied, so it's not fair. I'm losing out the rent. So it's a situation where I wouldn't use my backyard anyway. So that's where he doesn't have to pay me. So Gemara says Hachi Hasha. Now Bishma, this all makes sense. Hasan by the case of a chatzer or a house. Bein leman damar beisa misva yasiv nicha lei. So we said back in the first parak, second parak this was, that if a guy's sitting in my house, I actually like that he sits in my house. Because if it's up in the upstate and no one's sitting there, so he's going to make sure if anything breaks, he'll fix it. He'll make sure all the shadim come out. That's what the two different mandamars. So I like that someone's sitting in my house, making sure it's being taken care of. That's by a house. I'm okay with this. But when it comes to my Eved, even if you assume an Eved is like Karka, I don't want him using my Eved. He's going to ruin him. He's going to weaken my Eved. And that's not good for me. So he should have to pay. So the Gemara says, no, Amri Hachanami Nichale de lo listeri Avde. That's actually, I like my Eved. He's staying active. The person gets lazy. He takes off vacation, takes off for the summer. He gets lazy. He's going to lose his strength. I want my Eved to constantly stay active. And this way, it'll be good for me as well. So that's why he's put there. If he takes my Eved away, when he's not doing malacha, give him something to keep busy with. I'm okay with that, and he'd be part of paying. What?
The guy's squatting. In other words, the svara is that it's going to be good because of my suit, someone watching over my land, someone's whatever.
Let's you know a guy who's not going to take care of it. He's going to ruin your land.
He's a homeless guy. He's living there,
anything. Yeah. So then the lechara would be an issue then. Lechara would be an issue.
He's not going to have to pay anything.
If he ruins it, then fine. Right. That's massive. But Stam sitting there and he's maintaining it. Or even let's say it's neutral. Let's say he's not maintaining it, but he's not ruining it either. There's no mazik to talk about. Yeah. Mar now says around halfway down the Amud, Be'rav Yosef Bar Chama have a talk of Avdeit Inshi, the mazik Behuzuze. The house of Rav Yosef had taken away Avadim from a person who had owed him money. V'avdi be'mlachan started using him for malacha. So Amar Lei Rabba Bray my time Avid Marhachi. Why did you do this? So let's say Andy owes me money. So I go ahead and I take Andy's Evid, start using him for my property for a little bit. So they ask me why I did this. Why did I take it from Andy? So Amar Lei Damar Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman holds Avde Nohem Krisay Lo Shavi. The filling up the Evid, the value, the cost is nothing. So I, whatever cost it is, I took his Evid, that payment, I fed him also, I gave him lunch. So whatever I would have paid him otherwise, I'm giving him through lunch. So they really neutralized it canceled each other out, and therefore I didn't really make any money. I mean, what the concern here is ribis. Someone asked me this child the other day, someone borrowed money from someone, and he paid back the money. He wanted to give the guy a gift, because he did a lot for him, he helped him out. Could you give him a gift? Is that considered a ribis? Yes, uh-huh. So the halacha is you're actually allowed to, if the loan is actually done, as long as you don't specify it's for ribis, you're allowed to give a little gift. So here, Andy owes me money. So now I could collect $100 I lent him. But to take more than that, meaning using his eved for free, that's ribis. That's some level of interest. So the Gemara says it's not interest because I'm not gaining anything. I use him, but I'm paying him for the, I'm giving him lunch. So that cancels each other out. So there's no gain on my part. That's why it's permitted.
Wouldn't the value of the eved be more than the meals? So why would anyone have an eved, right? If the eved can't make payros for you because the meals that you're feeding him and that whatever you're giving him is clothing.
Right. So that's the Gemara next line. Gemara says, very good. Gemara says, you know, that exactly your point, meaning he creates his profit is has to be more than what he's worth to cost. So that's what Gemara says. Amar Lay, Ema Damar, fine. So say, that makes sense. Damar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman would say, Kagon De'aru Avde, Aru was the name of his Eved, Timrakid Be Kove, that he would dance. He wouldn't do much. He wouldn't create any. So for him, it's cheap. To pay him lunch is what his value is. But Kuli Avde, Mavid Avde, all other of them, they create gains for the person. So paying him lunch is not going to be enough of the cost to cover it. So by me using his eved for free and just paying him lunch, I'm actually gaining more, and that would be Prama Ribbis, exactly your question. So Amar Lei, Ana Krav Daniel Srili, I hold like Rav Daniel. Damar Rav Daniel Barav Ketina Amar Rav from above. Hatokif Ba'avdo Shechaveir V'asabam Lachapater. If I take Andy's eved, I'm actually pater from paying. Alma, we see from here, Nichale Delo Listre Avde. So we see that you like it. You let me borrow because he doesn't want his eved sitting around. All of Andy's work is taken care of in his house and his field. Nothing for him to do. So eved's going to sit there as idle. He'd rather me take the eved and make him active. So Gemara says, that's fine. We hold him that way. But still, Amrle, that all makes sense. Hani Mili Dehecha Delo Maski Be Zuze. Mar. But Zuze, when I don't owe you money, that's completely fine to just take someone's eved and keep him active. But Mar, Kevin de Masik Bezuze, Michzik Ribbis. But this appears like Ribbis. And for that reason, we have to be concerned. I cannot use his, even though he has no problem with me using his eved, it's still I'm making some gain, and it appears like Ribbis. Damar of Yosef Bar Minyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Afa Pish, Amru, Hadar, Bechatzer, Chaveir, Shlomo Daito, Ein Tzarch Lahalos Loschar. If I'm squatting in your land, I don't have to pay rent. That's all permitted. Halveyu, but if I borrow money from him, and Hadar Bechatzer, Chaveiro, Tzarach Lahalos Laschar, then I would have to pay because it appears like Ribbis. Right? I'm collecting money from him, and plus I'm living in his house for free. That is Mechsek Ribbis, it's Asr. So for me to use his Evid, even though it's really free and permitted, it's Mechsek Ribbis. And in light of this response, Amar Lei Hadribi. So we see from here that he was Choser. The Beir Rav Yosef was Moda, that they were incorrect in their statement. They should not have taken the Evid of the person who owed the money, and he was Choser, retracted. And the Chori probably paid back the money for the Evid, I'm guessing. It's not deraisa, but we're very sensitive to the lachas ribbis. Very sensitive. Okay, two dots. Gemara says itmar hatokef sfinasel shel chaveru. The guy grabs his friend's boat, vasa b'mlachan, uses it to do whatever mlacha needs to be done with the boat. So amar rav rotza schara nota rotza pichsa nota. So the owner has the option. It sounds like from the Gemara, it's an option of either collecting what it would otherwise cost to rent, or any of the depreciation for using the boat. You look at Rashi. Rashi says around 8 naira lines down, Pachsa im nishbara onis kalkula. If, only if, the boat gets damaged, so then the demei pachsa yaseirin aschara, and the damage is more than the rent, then no tel demei pachsa. You take whatever's, you pay whatever's greater, either the rent or the damage. Shmuel amar, eino no tel ela pachsa. You only collect the depreciation. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, lo pligi, there's actually not a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel here. Two different scenarios. Ha, davida le'agra, ha, de lo avida le'agra. Depends. If this is a boat that's normally rented out, so then you have the option of paying rent versus depreciation. That's Rav's understanding. Shmuel is talking about a case where they wouldn't hire or rent out their boat, so therefore there's nothing for you to pay. You'd only have to pay if it gets damaged. Ibai same, alternatively. Ha, v'ha, avida le'agra. Both cases where they are talking about where he would rent out his boat normally. Ha de nachas le adaita de agra, ha de nachas le adaita de agazlunusa. Depends why I took the boat. If I took the boat on condition of renting it, so then I would have to pay the rent. That's where Rav comes from. If I took the boat in order to steal, that wasn't my initial intention, but it was in order to steal, then I would have to pay the depreciation of the boat. Okay, one second here. Okay. Okay, the Gemara now says two dots. Gaza matbeya v'nistak v'chule. We learned in the Mishnah yesterday that the matbeya cracked. Okay, the crack, so the halacha was that the gazan has to pay for it. But if it became puzzle, if somehow the malchus disqualified this coin, then you'd be putter from, you'd pay, that would be shas, what was the line again? Shas gazela versus shas piron. Let's get the line correct. Hold on a second. Where's that Mishnah? Here we go. Again, if the matbeah was nistak, it cracked, so then you pay according to shas gazela when you initially stole it. If the matbeah was nifsal, then you say harei shel chalfanecha. You just give it as is. So what's the difference? Whether it was cracked, so you pay shas gzela, and if it was just puzzle, you pay according to now. You just return the coin back. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna explains nistak mamish. It means in mamish, it cracked in half the coin. So that's no longer useful, and therefore you have to pay kishas gzela, the value of when you stole it. If it was nifsal, what that means is paslasa malchus, where the government said we're no longer using this as currency and it can no longer work. So Rav Yehuda has a problem with this. Rav Yehuda says, Amar paslasa malchus, nami hainu nistak. It's the same exact thing. Both scenarios, whether the government disqualified it or it's mamash cracked, it's a pasul to be used. Who cares how it got to that point? They both should be the same din. Ella hechidami nifsal. What's the case of nifsal? She paslasa medina zuv yotzim medina acheres. One area, one territory said we don't use such currency, but another medina still used it. So it lost its value, the ability to use, but it still has value, just not as valuable as it was before. You can't use it in this current country, but you can use it elsewhere. So since it's not a full psul, that's why he just says harei shel chavanecha. This is your coin back, and don't use it here, but you can use it over there. That's why I can return the actual coin. But if it's cracked, where there's no use anymore, or if the government, mamish, disqualified it across the board, across the world, so then I have to pay back the value was shas gzela. So Amar Leih Rav Chista, Rav Chista says to Rav Huna, L'didach, according to you, the nifsal, the Amar's nifsal paslasa malchus, that you say, if the government says this coin is no longer good, and still I can return the coin back to you, even though there's no value, so harei peiros v'yakivu, if there are fruit and the fruit go bad, or if there's yayin v'hichmetz and the wine goes bad, d'chi paslasa malchus dami. It's similar to a case of where the government disqualified it. It's like the fruit got bad or the wine got bad. It's the same exact case. And v'katani, and the Mishnah says mishalim kishas gzela. So if it's true that when the wine goes bad or the fruits go bad, you pay shas gzela. So too, if the malchus disqualifies it, it should also go back to Shas Gzela. How could you say it goes according to our racial Chalfanecha? So Amalei, he says, Hasam Nishana Tam Alvarecho Hachal Nishana. There's a lamdisha difference. There's a fundamental difference. But the case of the wine going bad and the fruit going bad, the taste and the smell, the Chefza got bad. But the case of the coin, the Chefza never changed. There's some external reason. The government said it's no longer good. But the Chefza, nothing changed. So I'm turning the ban. I'm turning the actual item I stole. Some other reason it doesn't work anymore. But nothing changed in the Chefza. There's no Shino here. So I could say, Harei Shel Chalafanecha. That's the difference. So then Amar Leih Rava, Rava says to Rav Yehuda, L'didach, according to you, Rav Yehuda, Damar, that you say, Paslasa Malchus, Nami Hainu Nistak, that you hold when the government disqualifies the coin, it's equal to a coin cracking, because in either case it has no use. Harei Chuma V'nitme. So the Chuma becomes Tame, which has no use anymore. D'chi Paslasa Malchus Dami. It's no different than the case of a government passeling it. Yet Katani Omer Lo Harei Shel Chalfanecha. So why by Chuma that became Tame, I could say, here's your Chuma back. But if the government disqualified the coin, I can't say here it is back, I need to pay the value. Either way, the Chefza didn't change. One's Tame, one's possible, but nothing inherently happened to the Chefza. So it should have the same din. So Amar Leih, Rav Yehuda says back to him, Hasam lo minkar hezekah, hacha minkar hezekah. There, by the case of the, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Chuma lo minkar hezekah, and seven lines up, he says, lo nishana miryasa mishar chitim. You can't tell the difference. If I look at this chuma and that chuma, they're both wheat. One's tame, one's not. Nothing is noticeable. So since nothing's noticeable, I could just say, harei shel chalfanecha, it's the exact item I gave you before. But it comes to the coin, look at Rashi, hacha, min kara hezeka, shein tsurazu doma latsura shakol hayotzim achshav. If you look at the coin, this, wait a second, this is not the coin that's being used anymore. It is noticeable, even though it might be a new rule, it's still noticeable with the differences between the old coins and the new coins. And therefore, since it's noticeable, you do have to pay back the full value, and you can't say, Harei Shelcha Lefanecha. Okay, Gemara now says, Itmar, Hamal ves chaveru al matbeya. Person lends money and says, you owe me back a certain matbeya. V'nifshala hamatbeya. And that matbeya becomes a pasul. So I think they point out here, I mean, it becomes pasul in one medina, but can be used in a different medina. So it's pasul in Windmere, but if you go over to Farakwe, that coin could still be used. So Rav Amar, so no sein la matbeya. Hayotzi ba'osa shah. Says Rashi, no sein la matbeya hayotzi b'shas piron. So whatever is the new coin that's being used now that I'm paying back the money, I can't use the old coin that we had stipulated upon. I have to give you the new coin that we're using. That's what the halach is. And Shmuel Amar, Yachal Lomar Lo, Leich Hotziya B'meishan. No. You could go take the coin and use it in Meishan. Go use it in Farakaway. Even though you can't use it here in Woodby anymore, it still has use elsewhere. The coin, we made a deal to use a dollar bill, George Washington on it, so they'd take this and then go use it over in Farakaway. That's fine. I'm allowed to say here, Harei Shel Chalfanecha, here's your Matbeya. So Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Mistavra Milsa de Shmuel de Islay Orchel Meza Lemishan. Must be. Shmuel could only say this if there's a path. If there's a derech, and it was normal to go to Meishan, it was normal to go to Farakwe, I could say, take the dollar bill, even though it's possible here, you could use it in Farakwe. About Lesley or Chalo, but if there's no way to get there, either there's no path or it wasn't common to go there, so then I can't say, take this and, you know, take a boat and a plane to get to China. That's not fair to say that anymore. It has to be at least in range of walking or traveling. At least that probably a normal travel. So Gemara now asks the question, Eisivei Rav or Rav Nachman? Ein, so Rav Nachman said before, which Rav Nachman we're going back on? Let's see. This case of Rav Nachman probably just before, where he qualified Shmuel to say it's only true when there's a way to get there. There's no way to get to Meishan, so then you wouldn't have to, you can't say here's the old coin. So Eisivei Rav or Rav Nachman, Ein Mechalin Al Hamos, Sheinam Yotos. So the halach is talking about Maisa Sheni, I believe you're at the Tosefta Maisa Sheni. So Maisa Sheni, we know the fruit I separate from my field. I give the Chuma, I give Maisa Rishon to Levi, and then Maisa Sheni I take to Yerushalayim. I bring all those fruits from Maisa Sheni. Now let's say I don't want to schlep the Maisa Sheni fruit; it's too heavy. I give him a chalit and transfer the kedusha onto the money, and then I bring the money to Yerushalayim. Much easier to bring a $100 bill than 100 fruits. So I take the $100 bill to Yerushalayim, and I buy fruits and foods when I get to Yerushalayim to eat. So the lach is, I can only be mechal the ma'is sheni fruits on a coin that's actually being used. So the Brisa says again, ein mechalin al hamos sheinam yotos. I cannot be mechal a fruit on coins that are not being used anymore. Ketad, what's the case? Hayu lo maos kuzbayos yushalmios osham locham arishonim. You have certain coins that came from the old Yushalmis, I guess, an old kuzbayos, a certain place, I don't know. What?
A lira,
okay, fine, you're a lira. Or from the first kings that were no longer used. Ein mechalin, you can't be mechalin, ma'isa sheni fruits on it. Ha shel achronim, dumya divishonim mechalin. But if you have the later kings that are similar to the first kings' coins, then you'd be allowed to. So let's see what's going on here. Says Rashi. Rashi says, ha shel achronim, denafkam in medina acheres, you have later kings. They are still not active in this country, but there are other places that are still using those old coins, so you'd be allowed to. So we see from here that you're allowed to, and look at next Rashi, there has to be an assumption here. Rashi says, Mechalin, v'yafa agav delesle orcha, lahasam, v'makam shiotzin. Even though there's no way to get there anymore. You have to go back to Yerushalayim where the old Yerushalmi still use such coins. So it's a kasha to Rav. Because Rav says the only time that you're allowed to use these coins if you could get to that place where they still use them, but there's somehow a water or a block or no way to get there easily, then you can't use it. Even though the coin has use somewhere in the world, if you can't easily get there, that's not considered returning the money that you owe, the matbeah that you owe. The Gemara says, no, Amar Lehacha b'maya skinan, and what's the case here? Kishein malchios makpidin zualzu. When they're not makpid on each other, they're okay using coins here and there. You don't have to actually travel to Yerushalayim to use it. You could use it here. And they're okay. Common currency. It's pretty much like the dollar bill. You could go anywhere in the world probably and use a dollar bill, the American dollars, to pay. As opposed to shekel in probably very little places. Probably nowhere outside of Israel you could probably use a shekel. So if you have a dollar bill, they all accept dollar bills everywhere else. Elaki Amar Shmuel, when Shmuel says a statement, Kishimalchios makpidin zualzu. So he's makbid when the Malchus would only use their currency in their country. So heichi matzi mamtilo. So how could he get it to him? So what's the shaila here? Is there a Rashi here? Let's see. No Rashi.
The authorities will confiscate it from him before he gets there.
Aha. So if I have a shekel in America, there's no way I could have this shekel. You're going through customs. They said, send me to your wallet.
Right.
You see, what you have is a shekel. We don't take shekel. Throw it out. There's no way you're going to get your way over to Yerushalayim to use it. So Gemara says, no, demamti le'ai de dechak. Demamti le'ai de dechak. So what do they say here? You're able to take them ai de dechak. De'lo b'chashe. They're not makbid that much. They're not going to search your wallet. Okay, they're not going to search you. If they find it, then they're going to be mocked. But if not, it's kind of like, you know,
customs.
People in the town, customs, or people in the town here, all the rules, you know, they have the corners, you can't have these bushes. So they're not mocked unless they come into your house. So when we had the old house, where these nice trees in the corner, they came to do some permanent something else. Once they're there, they give us a ticket on the street. We can't have these trees on the street corners because it blocks the cars from seeing each other. You can't have trees on a corner of the house. Because the cars can't see each other. They don't go around giving people tickets. Plenty of people have that here. But they go into your house, and then they start seeing you have other issues, and they're going to give you a ticket for that as well. So they're not going to go every house to house, look what the issues are. The customs are not going to go through your wallets and see what you have there. But if they come across it, so then they're going to take it away. So it's still possible to get the shkalim from America. You can make it over to Israel to use the shkalim there. Okay, Tashma Agmar brings a raya now. Ein mechalin alamos shalkan vehem bebabel. You can't be mechalel on coins from here that are in Bavel. So what type of coins are we referring to here? So Yerushalayim, Israel. You can't use shkalim that are that happen to be in Bavel. You can't use a shkalim. Okay. B'shal Bavel. Let's say you have Babylonian coins v'hein kan, but they're in Eretz Yisrael. You can't do that either. Shal Bavel v'hein b'Bavel mechalim. But if you have Babylonian coins that are in Bavel, you're allowed to.
From previous kings, I guess?
No, I think even from right now, where they're makbid on each other. So Bavel coins don't work in Israel, and Israel coins don't work in Bavel. So the current currency, I think. But just happen to be in different places where the coins are. But we see from this line, Katani Mias, Ein Mechalin, Al-Mal Shokan, Vein B'Bavel. I can't use Yerushalmi coins that happen to be in Bavel. Even though they're going to eventually, the Shkalim are going to make its way back there to Israel, I can't use it. So we see that they're there for the puzzle. Like Shmuel says, if you can make it over, you could give the Matbeah, even the Matbeah, the Shkalim are puzzle in Bavel, since you could get them to Yerushalayim, they would be kosher. And this Gemara says, not true. You cannot transfer them over to Yerushalayim. No, that case is where the government's makbid. So when you're leaving customs from Bavel and they find out you're holding shkalim, they're going to confiscate. So you're never going to make those. The shkalim will never make its way over to Eretz Yisrael. Ihalchi, that's the case. Shabavel behein bebavel lemay chazeh. So now what the problem is that right now you're in Eretz Yisrael, or wherever you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have ma'aser sheni. So now I have these fruits up in north Eretz Yisrael, and I have no idea, I don't want to bring my fruits down. I know I have shkalim, or rather I have Babylonian coins in Bavel. So I can be mechalel, even though I'm in North Israel, I can mechalel in Bavel. So what good is that going to do now? So fine, in Bavel they let me use Bavel Babylonian coins. But I can't get them over, because once I get there to Israel, they're going to confiscate those Babylonian coins. So the Gemara says, no, the answer is, what I could do is, I could buy an animal and bring the camels to Yerushalayim. There they're not going to confiscate the animals away from me, and that's the way to get them over to Yerushalayim. Okay? V'hatana, but doesn't the Brisa teach us, Hiskinu, Shumos, Yotas, B'Yerushalayim, Yipnei Kach? Didn't they make a takana that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim accept all currencies from the world, because people come from all over the place and they have money from wherever, and who knows where they have money. So we accept all currencies in Yerushalayim. So that when they bring the Babylonian coins, we'll certainly accept them in Yerushalayim. Why do you have to buy an animal to bring the animal over to Yerushalayim? Some Reb Zera, Lokasha, Kan Bizman Sheyad Yisrael Tkifa Al Umos Olam, Kan Bizman Sheyad Umos Olam Takifa Al Atman. When the Jews are running the shows, then we accept all currencies. So then it's fine. You could just schlep the Babylonian coins into Yerushalayim. But here we're talking about a situation where the Goyim have control and they're very makbid, and the customs will not allow you to bring the Bavel coins, and that's why the only way to get them from Bavel is to buy an animal and then bring the animal over to Yerushalayim.
That's the way it always is.
What?
That's the way it always is. We always accept, you know.
We're accepting and they're not. Gemara quotes a brayso now. Tanur Rabbanan Eizu Matabeah Yerushalayim. What was the coin of Yerushalayim? David Yerushalmo Mitad Echad. Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh Mitad Echad. David Yerushalmo was on one side, and Yerushalayim was on the other side. It's kind of like the, you know, the coins nowadays, like pennies. We have a president on one side, and we have like a picture of some building on the other side.
Because it's the words, though.
Not very exact. We'll see that in a second. Rashi tells us very good. Veizu Matabeah Shal Avram Avinu. Who is the coin of Avram Avinu? Zakein v'zakeinu mitad echad, u'bachor besula mitad echad. An older lady and man on one side, and a young man and young girl on the other side. Look at Rashi. Rashi says three wide lines down. David Shlomo kosev, not pictures. Kosev. They're written mitad echad. The name was written. David Shlomo u'mitad sheni kosev Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Bachor besula Yitzchak v'Rivka. Zakein v'zakeinu Avram v'Sara. Those names are written on there. So why did he write the names? Why didn't he have pictures of them? Look at Tosfos on the bottom here. Matbeah shel Avram Avinu zakin v'zakeinu mitad echad. Bebereishis Rabba darish v'agad l'shemecha. The pasuk says in Lecha v'agad l'shemecha, I'm going to make your name great. Sheyatzel montin, like mint, like the mint, right? So be'olam umau montin. I don't know how to pronounce it in French. Zakin v'zakeinu mikan bachor b'chora mikan. Venira says to us, Lo Shaya bot Sura Zakin Vizakina. Now that is an image. Mikan and Bachur Bechur Mikan. Dalsalasa Sura Sadam. You can't make the face of a person. Big problem in making pictures and taking pictures. It's an Isser. Quotes Gemara of the Zara, I imagine. Yeah. Ella Kachaya Kosu Mitad Echad. It was written. And he goes like Rashi says, the name was written, but not the picture. Okay, should we keep going? May as well go to the top of the next page. No place to run, no work today. Asks the Gemara, person borrows money and has to pay back a certain coin. So then, let's say what happens is, hosifu alav mahu. He adds on to the matbeya, what's the halacha? What does that mean, hosifu al matbeya? Look at Rashi five lines up. Hosifu alein mahu, aliba dirav, damar nosin la matbeya she'oso shah. You pay whatever coin is being used at that time. You don't go based on what the initial agreement was. Whatever is now the active coin. Let's say the coin is worth more than it was. Let's say you borrowed a nickel. So now they cancel out nickels. Now the lowest form of currency is a dime. So now what's the halacha? I guess that would probably be the question of ribis. Is that the shayla? Yeah, I think that's the idea. The new coin is now more than what you had actually owed. So what are you supposed to do now? So Amar Lel, he says, no sin lamat beya hayot tibos hasha. Nonetheless, you pay back whatever is being used now. That becomes the lowest coin and you pay it back.
When you go to these money changers in Eretz Yisrael, do you have ribbis issues? When there's one guy who gives a better rate, other guy gives a higher rate?
That's a business.
I don't think it's ribbis. That's just exchange rates. And there's fees that are being paid out. You're not borrowing money from anybody. You're exchanging money.
One guy might be shady.
Okay.
That might be.
As long as you get your good rate.
Right.
Whatever they do, that's their issue.
Well, this case here is not with borrowed money either.
I thought you said Malve, it said. Malve's Chaveiro, yeah.
Okay.
So Gemara says, Amarlei, Vafilu Kinafia, let's say it goes up, which is the size of a nafa, a sieve, or a sifter. Let's say it goes up that amount. Even then, we'll say pay back that coin, even though it's more than what you really borrowed. Amarlei, yeah. Amalei afilu ki tartia, even though it goes up a larger amount, what do they say, a large coin, says Rashi. And Amarleva Vahaka Zilan Piri. But if the value of the coin goes up so much, now the fruit are going much slower. Look at Rashi, last Rashi on the page. Vaha Kazilan Peros Lagavi Matbezu. Nimsa Shimistakis Obotosefes Veino Doma Lishonum Vahavi Ribis. It's Ribis because he's getting a lot of money now. He's paying more than what he actually got. So Amarleva Ashi, Rashi says, Chazinan Imachmas Tivazil Menachinule. You have to figure out why the change of the fruit went down in value. If the fruits went down because the coins became more valuable, so then you have to take off subtract some of the difference. Imach mas tara, if it's because of the rain and because there's so much surplus in the world of the grains, so then zilom nachnu. That's not because of the change of the value. Of the relationship of the coins, the fruit we're getting prepared for Bar Mitzvah, Ezu Neshach, all these different very commodities versus currency, very, very challenging stuff. That's what this is alluding to here. Vaha, fine. So then you wouldn't have to, then you don't subtract. So then we ask, Vaha, Shrachlin and Niska. But doesn't make sense that the silver now is up, the more you're paying, more than what you actually paid initially. Isn't that an Isser? Wait a second here. Look at Rashi, Linen Niska. Linen Noska, he writes, Im Bala Hatichan. Ulas as men grutos yesh yosem erishonim v'havi ribis. If you end up breaking it down, you paid more money than you actually borrowed. So that's going to be a problem. Forget the relationship to the fruits. Ella kihal de rapapa rav huna breder of Yeshua avdi uvda bezuze da gardamis tia adasara betamna. What's going on? It says Rashi of the uvda ba'adam shil v'etchaver amat be'ev otzifulav. If such a case happened. He went to this Arabic merchant. What's going on here? So apparently he had 10 of the older coins and 8 of the newer coins.
The old coins were replaced by the larger ones.
Silver as a 10 old coin.
Uh-huh. So whatever the amount is, I guess you have to just calculate enough to make sure.
The new coins contain right. The same amount of silver as 10 of the old coins.
So if the coins got larger, so you pay less. So let's say, you know, you borrowed 10 nickels, so now you return 5 dimes. That's in essence what it's saying. You have the same amount, so that's the point. Okay. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.
When you borrow money on the coin, what does that mean?
I think the idea is that I say...